This is today's Garden Bite. I'm Terry Knight. Winter winds will be blowing, although it sure feels like they already have been. The predictions are trending toward a warmer than normal winter with less precipitation. We're not technically in winter yet, but I gotta say, that is not correct yet. Many of us have already had rain, sleet, wind, snow, and the temps have not been balmy. The winds have blown most of the leaves, but enjoy whatever color you have while you can. Soon, we'll need something to contrast that bright white glare of snow, or perhaps the bleak brown that can be winter. Gazing out at a winter landscape and spotting the cardinals gorging themselves at feeders is a pleasant contrast to those conditions. Contrary to what some people think, feeding the birds in winter is a good idea. Birds will hunt when they need to, but if we can provide them with sustenance, they'll survive better. For your enjoyment, make sure you locate the bird feeders where you can see them, keeping in mind that birds want to feel safe, so an area that will provide quick cover should they need it will keep the birds coming back. For ground feeders, put down seed in more open areas so predators don't have cover. The hands-down favorite seed for attracting the most variety of birds are black sunflower seeds. They're more oily, easier to crack, and cheaper than the black and white variety. Niger is more expensive, but the goldfinches love it. Another favorite is safflower seed. One reason I like it is that squirrels don't. Well, not so much anyway. Neither do starlings or blue jays, who will stuff themselves. Safflower seed is a popular choice for cardinals, chickadees, and downy woodpeckers. Suet is another great food for blue jays, woodpeckers, purple finches, and nuthatches. Keep the bird feeders clean. If there's been a wet snow and your feeders aren't covered, be sure to clean out any moldy seeds. Check out GardenBite.com for more info. That's today's Garden Bite. I'm Terry Knight.